referencing many scriptures in addition to singing some songs this morning during this portion of our worship service. As Brother Nunn mentioned a moment ago, in one service per month, as has been our tradition, we have taken a slightly different schedule than we typically use in our worship services. And today I do have a theme that I want us to think about as we read scriptures and sing songs along the lines and the consideration of what I would call the story of Jesus. There are many, many people in the world who do not understand or see as folly what we understand from the Bible. What they don't understand about why Jesus, how Jesus could leave heaven or come to earth, a sacrifice. What is sin? I ask that we consider these simple principles as we study what God said, what we see from the Bible, and as we sing songs with the point to encourage one another and to reemphasize these points in our minds so that we are ready to discuss these things. If there's someone that you've been thinking about talking to about the basic principles of being a Christian, the basic principles of what God has told us to do, the things that He has told us, perhaps maybe use this as a springboard for you to have ideas of how to introduce these points and discuss these things with the people that we come in contact with. To our visitors, we do consider this to be a worship service, and that we will be studying the Word and we will be singing, and we will also extend an opportunity to partake of the Lord's Supper here in several minutes. And so that we will also be doing that as well. Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah in chapter 59, Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, we see these words. Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is His ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He does not hear. Your iniquities have made a separation. We see here that the reality of sin is that it separates us from God. However, from the beginning of mankind, God has given hope to the sinner that one day he could be reunited with his Heavenly Father. A prophecy also from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. People were told, the Jews were told, therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. And this name Emmanuel literally means God with us. So, who was this child, Emmanuel, to be? Another prophecy from the book of Micah. Micah 5:2. We find these words about this Emmanuel. But as for you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. We see in the New Testament that this is the exact town where Jesus was born. This one who we are told was from the days of eternity. He, this child, is eternal God. We see more of this developed in the New Testament, in the book of John, if you would turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Verse 4, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. If you continue to verse 14, and the Word, that same one, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and He saw His glory. Glory as the one begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. If you would take your songbook, turn to number 46 in the big book, and let us sing a song that much of the world knows one verse to. Let's sing all three verses of this song. Hark the herald angels sing.
No soul, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, joyful all the nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem, mild He lay.
We began discussing a few minutes ago the problem of sin. This problem does not affect a few. Sin is universal. All men are guilty. We see in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the world may say, but if everyone has sinned, then perhaps everyone's shortcomings cancel out. Then if everyone's affected, seeing as how all have sinned. But that is not what God has told us about sin. Once again, the first thing we looked at, sin separates us from God. It brings spiritual death. If you turn with me to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. We will begin in verse 22 in a moment, where we see another point that the world commonly does not understand. Beginning verse 22, we see, without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Verse 27, and inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment, so Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation, without reference to sin, to those who eagerly await Him. Without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. We go back and we study the old law. We will see that the Jews were required to offer many animal sacrifices. Once again, back to the book of John, the first chapter. John, cousin of Jesus. John, who was given the job, the responsibility to make the way ready for Jesus. John, known as the baptizer. When he saw Jesus coming, John 1:29, when he saw Jesus coming toward him, said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That Lamb was going to be sacrificed. Just as the repetitive sacrifices for the Jews had been done, but only one time. So now we see that there is a sacrifice for sins, but a day of judgment coming for each of us, as we saw just a moment ago, in which we will be accountable for what we've done in this life. That hope of all mankind, as we talked about, God has given us hope. That hope of all mankind would of necessity die in order to be our sacrifice. Turn with me to Psalms, the 22nd Psalm. In the 22nd Psalm, approximately 1,000 years before Jesus lives, we see a prophecy in detail of who He'd be and exactly what would happen to Him. We see a prophecy of His death. Beginning verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning. Verse 11, be not far from me, for trouble is near. There is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They open wide their mouth at me as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaves to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs have surrounded me. A band of evildoers has encompassed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look at, they stare at me. They divide my garments among them. And for my clothing, they cast lots. 1,000 years later, we see from the crucifixion of Jesus in the New Testament, this is exactly what happened as He died to be our sacrifice. Turn with me to song number 156. Number 156.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious.
Supper will be offered.
Are there those here this morning that would like to partake? If you would raise your hand. When we finish, if you'll raise your hand as we pass by to make sure that we get you served. Thank you. Let's pray. Dear God, our Father in heaven, we come to Thee this morning so thankful for this opportunity that we have to gather together with fellow Christians this beautiful morning to sing songs of praise unto Thee and to worship Thee. We pray that You would be with those that are about to partake of this bread that represents Thy Son's body on that cruel cross of Calvary. We pray that they may reflect back to that day as He hung on that cross and died for us so that we might have eternal life with Thee in heaven. It's all these things that we pray through His name. Amen. Did we miss anyone?
Our Father in heaven, we continue our thanks for the sacrifice that was made on our behalf, that through the blood of Jesus we might have remission of sins. Be with those who partake of this emblem that represents his blood. Our prayer in Jesus' name.
Sing number 135. Number 135. More like Jesus.
Members here that like to give at this time, if you'd raise your hand as we pass by. Thank you.
He left heaven and came to earth to be our sacrifice. He was rejected by the people that should have accepted him, that should have been looking for him, that should have understood why he was coming. They rejected him. And he died. He was buried. But that is not the end of the story. Much of the world will not understand this, but it happened. We talked about from the beginning of time, from the beginning of mankind, when mankind sinned and fell, God has given the promise of hope. The promise of hope is culminated in the resurrection of Jesus, and that He overcame death, that He, by being able to overcome death, has the ability to give us life. Matthew 28:5-7. After He had died and been placed in the tomb, some came to the tomb. And beginning there in verse 5, the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He's not here, for He is risen, just as He said. Come, see the place where He was lying. Go quickly and tell His disciples that He has risen from the dead. And behold, He's going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see Him." Let's sing number 174. Number 174. Christ arose.
Saints to reign. He arose, he arose.
began by saying that we were going to consider the story of Jesus. The story of Jesus is a story of love. God's love for us to provide what we truly needed far beyond the amazing creation that He created, but to the specific needs that we needed for a spiritual sacrifice so that we could have hope and we could be returned and have the chance to spend eternity with Him. This is the story of Jesus, a story of love. Let's sing number 636. I will ask that we sing all four verses, and then we will sing the chorus once. All four verses and then the chorus. The Love of God, number 636.
Know me, since the love of God has shed priceless blessings on my head, I have made it my own. I will hide it in my heart, that it never may depart. It shall rule there alone. Since the love of God came down, with His love our lives to crown, He with us would remain. Greater love there could not be. Jesus died for you and me in our hearts. From sin be free, bids me share it today. As I loved you, He has said, you must serve men in my stead as you go on your way. While His love burns true and bright, we are walking in the light. He has shown us the road. Reflect, lest our dimness and neglect keep some soul from its God. The love of God within the heart, with kindliness and wanton heart, the soul will glow like Jesus in His tender mercy. If the heart made His dwelling place, the love of God grows like a flame. Through endless years, it is the same. The love of God will never fail nor lose its glory till we see Him face.
This time, mark your books at number 335. Number 335.
Thank you, Brady. If you've marked your songbooks, if you would please turn your Bibles to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. I'd like us to notice a statement in John chapter 12, beginning in verse 20, and we'll go down to verse 21. Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast, and they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." In that statement there, I call to your attention this request to see Jesus. As we have so beautifully this morning in song and in Scripture considered what the Word of God teaches us about Jesus and the picture it paints for us about Jesus, we've been able to see, perhaps in a way that they were not able to, things about Jesus this morning. But I'd ask you to look with me at another passage as well. Go to Hebrews chapter 3. And in Hebrews chapter 3, I'd like us to start at the beginning of that chapter. Because it's one thing to see or to hear the story of Jesus. But then you are put in a situation where we must ask ourselves, what am I going to do with that? The Hebrew writer here in Hebrews chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, says, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house." Not only should we see and hear the story of Jesus, but we must consider it and to recognize what it calls upon us to do. If we do have a God in heaven that loved us enough that he sent his Son to die for us because of the sin that separates us from him, we can't just leave that alone. We must appreciate that to the extent that we are willing, as describes here, that Jesus was faithful in those things that he was appointed to do. We must be faithful in that charge that we are given. If you're here this morning and you've never put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God, we urge you, as you have heard the story of Jesus this morning, to recognize you need to do that. Believe in him as the Son of God and as the sacrifice for your sin. Have the courage to confess that before men and repent and turn away from sin that separates you from God. Be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, that your sins might be washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you might, as the book of Galatians teaches us, put on Christ in baptism. As you live faithful to him, that doesn't mean that you will have a life that is sinless, but we have the blessing that because of this wonderful story of Jesus that we've heard this morning, Christ acts as our advocate. And when sin does come into our life, we may repent and confess it before the Lord. And he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, John tells us in 1 John chapter 1. If you're here this morning and as a Christian, you've not lived the life that you should. You've turned back to the world. You've turned to sin. Or maybe it's things that no one around you knows, but they're struggles that you have. And you need the prayers of the saints here to encourage you to be what you ought to. Don't stand aloof. Don't make it seem as if, well, you know, nobody has problems like I do. We all have struggles. And we are in an opportunity, in a situation where we can pray with one another. We can encourage one another. We can't pray for what we don't know about, and we can't encourage what we are not aware of. So if we can help you, won't you make that known while we stand and sing?
Give his life that thou might live.
We have a very good number here, and it's very good to see and encouraging to see all of you. For our visitors, we ask that you take a few minutes if you can, and let's get to visit with you a bit further. Remember that there are several that have been announced and several that we need to keep in our prayers and check on and see if there's anything that we can do to help them out. Do the elders have anything else that needs to be brought up at this time? If not, then we'll be led in prayer, and after that we'll stand dismissed.
Let's pray. Dear God in heaven, we thank you so much for this morning that you've blessed us with to be able to gather here with family and friends, fellow Christians, to worship you, to sing songs and hymns in your name, and to take time to study your word. Dear God, we ask that you allow us to take what we've learned this morning and to apply it to our lives, that we can be better examples to those around us. Dear God, please help us to always be encouraging to one another, help each other. Dear God, we ask that you be with those who have recently lost loved ones. We ask that you comfort them and help us to do the same. Dear God, we ask that you be with those who are traveling at this time. We ask that you keep them safe, help them to reach their destination. Dear God, we ask that you be with those who are overseas and keep them safe also. Dear God, we ask that you be with those who are sick and heal them if it be your will. Dear God, we ask that you be with us throughout the rest of this week. Help us to always do what's right, to seek you, to help those around us. Dear God, we thank you so much for your Son, Jesus, who you sent to die on that cross, that we can come to you through prayer and ask for the forgiveness of our sins. Dear God, we ask that you help us to always realize when we have fallen short of your will and to come back to you. Dear God, we ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen.